Idaho Democratic lawmakers are questioning Governor Brad Little's conservative budget approach. As James Dawson reports, that's despite his administration calling revenue growth, quote, red hot.
Governor Brad Little's proposed spending plan for the next fiscal year bakes in a 2% cut to the base budget of every state agency aside from K-12 education. It would also sock away about $100 million to Idaho's Rainy Day Fund, which ranks among the best in the country. But Democrats have asked why the state is cutting back at a time when revenues are still projected to grow over the next 5 years, even in the most pessimistic forecast. Alex Adams is Little's budget chief. He says it's because Little had a front row seat to how Idaho weathered the last recession.
He saw how painful it was to send out a memo to the agencies and tell them they had 48 hours to come up with a plan for a 1% cut. That's why he gave unprecedented historical notice.
State economists say there's a 35% chance of a small and short-lived recession coming in the next year or so, but that it won't significantly affect Idaho. Little's budget proposal was well received by Republicans. Legislative budget hearings begin this morning. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.